A very warm welcome in the name of our risen Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, our soon coming Lord of Lords and King of Kings. Sunset Gospel Hour is the place where your doubts can be cleared. We invite questions. Currently, we are in the series of frequently asked questions. So do please send in yours, any doubts you may have, any queries, they are welcome. Tonight we have the question, are the Ten Commandments given so long ago, are they still effective, relevant? You know, in the last few decades, more and more of God's words have been relegated, given up, and defamed as being fables, untrue, and that modern scholars have found those words are not God's words. So the Ten Commandments, therefore, are being derided and discarded. They say, what do you want those commandments for? They were given to the Jews in the old days. Let me give you a little story, anecdote. We went to a town called Pontianak. And as we drove along, we were going this way. There was another stream of traffic coming this way. Of course, the roads are mainly two-way traffic. But you know the what? There were another two more lines of traffic going their own direction. Whereas we were going this way, on our side, there's another row of traffic going this way. Bicycles and motorcycles. And the same on the other side. So you have a four-directional traffic in one road. How do you like that? It may be somebody like a Formula One driver. And he says, I'm so expert on the road. I don't need the highway code. You know what the highway code is? Some student drivers get tired because they keep failing the highway code and they say, no good la. What for the highway code? So as I have given to you that little story, without the highway code, how do you travel on the streets? Ten Commandments are God's highway code to heaven. And they show us the way, how we should go, where we should go. Today we are going to discuss, are the Ten Commandments still relevant? First of all, we ask ourselves, who gave the Ten Commandments? How did we get them? All of you have received these little laminate. There were some ladies who came yesterday afternoon and helped to do all these little cards. You know, it takes time. But now you have it. I hope that you will treasure this and read it. These were given by God Himself, as we shall read shortly. But I may say, in summary, here is the formula for world peace. Today the world is on the brink of chaos, economic collapse, international tensions, and who knows when the bomb will burst in the Middle East. Here is a solution, dear friends. Ten Commandments. If the whole world were to turn to God and follow these commandments. Here is the solution. Four of the commandments are teaching how mankind should conduct themselves towards God. And the last six, how we should relate one to another, children to parents, neighbor to neighbor, friends to friends, one to another. Here is the answer to man's quest. How should we live? Now you'll be interested to know how we got the Ten Commandments. Please turn your Bible to the book of Exodus. The book of Exodus is the most interesting and critical book. Without it, you have missed a lot of the history of the Jews. Now, before we read from chapter 19 and 20, let me give you a little brief summary. The family of Jacob and Joseph, because of famine in the land, went down to Egypt, because Egypt was so fertile and productive. 70 souls went down as welcome visitors, welcome very much because of their brother Joseph. Joseph at that time was prime minister of the whole of Egypt. Can you imagine it? Just on the side, you'd ever ask yourself, have there been any other race of people who became prime minister in a foreign country? Here is Joseph. And because of him, his brothers and their families all came. 70 souls. Welcome into Egypt. Now that is the story. This is history, please understand. And in 430 years, they had multiplied by natural increase. They produced and reproduced until they became 2 million. By that time, now I'm telling you the story that you have all read and you know quite familiar. By that time, a different Pharaoh was reigning on the throne. And he didn't like the Jews because he saw, hey, they're different people. They're getting more and more powerful, more in numbers. We shall oppress them. So came a period of great oppression until God had to intervene. Because the people cried out and God saw and came down to help them. But nothing would move the Pharaoh to let them go except one thing. God said, the blood of the Lamb is the solution. Dear friends, do you know that we too have only one recourse to get out of our predicament, captivated and shackled by Satan, all of us sinners? What is the solution but the blood of the Lamb? And what is the blood of the Lamb? Who is the Lamb? The Lord Jesus. So on that one critical night, all of Israel applied the blood of the Lamb, because on that night God was going to move through the land of Egypt. Now please understand, all this I'm talking, you have read, you are quite familiar with it, and I'm reminding you, God moves in history, and God is creator, redeemer, as well as a just God who judges. And the time for judgment had come over Egypt. On that one fell night, the angel of death went through the land, and all who did not have the blood of the Lamb suffered a death of the firstborn. In every house there was great commotion of death, sorrow, mourning, except the Jewish houses. All right, that is the story. Now God saved them because on that night they could move, because the Egyptians were so harassed, so frightened, as they were judged by God. Amazing miracle happened. Every house had a death at least. Both man and animal, all the firstborn were killed suddenly at midnight. So they begged the Jews, please leave. Go away, as if asked to go. Please go. So God's people moved until they came to where? Red Sea. Our Holy Land group have passed that way many times. We didn't go through the Red Sea. We go by the Red Sea. Then we see the sea. But on that day when the Jews, 2 million of them, came up to the border with the sea, what to do? Then they cried. And Moses received the commandment from God. Moses, just point your rod. So salvation is of God. And when he did that, the sea parted. You think we are talking of fairy tales? Please understand. If you are not very convinced, pray that the Spirit of God will convince you. Our God is God of impossibilities, because He is Creator, and there's nothing He can do except fail. God never fails. At the prayer of Moses and the rod being pointed, there was opened a path as on dry land, and all the Jews crossed. Now the Egyptians followed, and they were all drowned, every one of them, Pharaoh and his chariots. Now that is retelling a story you all know. Now we're coming to join up with the story tonight. Please understand, at the end of that one fell swoop, that God plucked his people out of Egypt, there were the Egyptians all drowned in the water. There was Israel safe on the opposite shore. Now the beginnings of a nation were seen, as God had promised Abraham. Abraham, follow me. I will make you a great nation. Wow, how can it be? I'm nearly 100 years old, and my wife is 10 years younger, but nevertheless, well past the days of reproduction. You know, we gynecologists, when we see patients who come, and one of our main problems we deal with is infertility. And any woman who is married 4 years or more and is still not getting a baby is a problem, is a big problem. Of course, nowadays they have all kinds of AIDS, stimulating the ovaries to produce eggs and so on and so forth. But not in those days. There the nation of Israel was taking shape. Now God comes to give them a covenant, an agreement. The Ten Commandments that you have seen, that I've given to you in a little laminate card is a summary in short form of the Ten Commandments. Now I want to give you an idea of the giving of the Ten Commandments. Please understand, these are God's own words given to men for their safety and salvation out of a world of chaos. The giving of the commandments was a one-off event. Never before, never after, only once. And what happened? Please look at verse chapter 19 of Exodus. For this occasion, even as when a country declares and pronounces great laws and pronouncements, there is sounding of trumpet, and all the people are warned and to take note. Same here with God's giving of the Ten Commandments. Chapter 19, verse 14. Are you there? Verse 16, I beg your pardon. Exodus 19:16. This is describing the giving of the Ten Commandments. As I said, I remind you again, it's a one-off event. Never before, never afterwards, never to be repeated. One and only time that God came down to give the Ten Commandments. You may like to just call it the constitution of this new country, new nation. How to run the nation. Here it is. Verse 16. It came to pass on the third day in the morning, 3 days of preparation, because God is coming down. The people must be prepared. And on that day, there were thunderings, lightnings, a thick cloud upon the mountain of Sinai, and the whole camp trembled. Right, that is all in verse 16. Now look at verse 18. And Mount Sinai was altogether on a smoke, because the Lord descended upon it in fire, and the smoke thereof ascended as the smoke of a furnace, and the whole mountain shook and quaked greatly. Why? Oh, dear friends, today God with us, there is no shaking, no quaking, no fears, all because Jesus has made peace for us. And through Jesus, we can approach unto God without fear and thunders and lightnings and quaking of earth. And in that situation, verse 20, the Lord came down upon Mount Sinai on the top of the mountain, and the Lord called Moses up and gave him the Ten Commandments. Please understand, as we read this awesome event, 3 days of preparation, then finally God came down in the midst of thunder and lightning and fire and smoke and earthquake and gave the Ten Commandments. How precious they are. And how did God give the commandments? Ten Commandments, which I have given to you. God wrote with his own finger. Once and only once. Nothing else did ever God write with his own finger. And that he left for mankind to follow. For who? His people, the Jews. Now, we want to read through chapter 20, what those commandments talk about. Remember the first four are how we ought to conduct ourselves towards our God. Please understand, we did not spring out of the ground by ourselves. Where did you come from? You say, from father and mother. Of course. Of course. And trace backwards, all of humankind trace backwards to Adam and Eve, father and mother of all mankind. Verse 1, God spoke all these words saying, I am the Lord thy God, which brought thee out of the land of Egypt. This is the prologue to tell them where you came from. God's people have been saved at a great price. What price? The blood of the Lamb. So are we. How are we saved? Blood of the Lamb. So, verse 3, thou shalt have no other gods. I am the only God. Today, the ecumenical movement, the New World Order, says all are good. The more the merrier. Everybody can bring his God. We all acknowledge all these as gods. Dear friends, are the Ten Commandments still relevant? Obviously. You have the answer already. First of all, thou shalt not make unto thee any graven image. Do you know that the biggest religious group today, which is it? What religion is the biggest in the whole world? Do you know? If you don't, I'll inform you. It is the Roman Catholic Church. The biggest. How many millions are there? 1,200 million. Millions, please understand. And 1,200 million. And they are worshipping images. Here is the word of God. Thou shalt not make any graven image. Thou shalt not, verse 5, bow down thyself to them. You talk to any of those people who are worshipping those idols. Say, no. We don't worship, we only respect them. Oh, dear friends, it's no use turning and twisting of words. Are the commandments still relevant? Of course. As we shall see, when we read the New Testament, the words of the Jesus, our Lord, I am come to fulfill, not to destroy the law. Yes, Jesus fulfilled the law for us. And the law is holy, just, and good, given by God. Verse 5, thou shalt not bow down any time to any kind of image, no matter what term you like to use. You say, I don't worship, I only respect. God says, please understand the text. Don't make any kind of image. Don't bow down to them. So these are first, second, and third now. Third commandment. Verse 7. Thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless that taketh his name in vain. Many so-called Christian countries today do not know God at all. You go to a country like Australia. They never hear anything about God to their children. Children grow up knowing nothing. You say, Jesus Christ. Oh yes, I've heard of Jesus Christ Superstar and the other legendary films that are being made. That's all they know. Beyond that, oh yes, they have false religions being brought. Are the Ten Commandments relevant? Verse 8 is the fourth commandment.
Remember the Sabbath day, keep it holy. That's why we keep stressing again and again to our people, if our children do not understand and keep the Sabbath holy, because we do not set them the example, in the day to come they will all become pagans. Because the 1 in 7 reminder is very powerful. When it comes to the Lord's Day, stop everything else and remember this is the Lord's Day. Are the commandments relevant? Of course. Forget the commandments and you forget God. So verse 8, I want to stress this again and again. The basis for our having a second service is this. This is the Lord's Day. And the Lord says, keep it holy. Stop all your secular interests. Stop them. Come to the Lord's house and honor Him. Verse 9 is to enlarge on verse 8. 6 days shalt thou labor and do all that you want to do. But the seventh day is the Sabbath, the rest day of the Lord thy God. God rested, you rest. Verse 11. In 6 days the Lord made heaven and the earth, the sea, and all that in them is. Please understand. Today there is this great movement going around all the Christian countries. Do you know that in America, the only country that is founded because of religious persecution in their home country. So they emigrated to America. In that country, which is based on the Bible verse, in God we trust. Today that country is fast falling away. In all their courts where it used to have the Ten Commandments, in every court of justice, to show the people the importance of the Ten Commandments, today they are all wiped away. No more. Whereas schools were allowed to pray before lessons every morning, today it is banned by law. Do you know that? So these are the things that are happening. Are the Ten Commandments relevant? Of course, in those places it's no longer relevant. Irrelevant. Why have them? They're just making a mockery of it. Now we come to the last 6 commandments. Number 12. Honor thy father and mother, that thy days may be long upon the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. Ah, this is so important. In that country which is said to be Christian, on every dollar note you read what? In God we trust. Truly, add the L to the God. In gold we trust. That's all. When I first went to America in 1962, I was aghast, shocked. The professor which had invited me home for dinner had a son who walked in and said, "Hello, Len." I said, "Well, what is calling?" "The father is called Alan Barnes." And the son comes in, "Hello, Len." "Oh, the father is called Alan," shortened into Len. So this is the way they honor their father, on familiar terms. It's like buddy, buddy. Why? Because they have forgotten the commandments. And then I went to Australia. I thought, wow, America is so terrible. How about Australia? Grandson calls grandfather by his first name. I was stunned. So Australia is more advanced in anti-God culture. Verse 13. This is 6th commandment. Thou shalt not kill. Seventh commandment in verse 14, thou shalt not commit adultery. Today adultery is made into fun and games. You know that? Read the Straits Times every day. It's happening everywhere. Is the word of God irrelevant anymore? Or of no consequence? You have the answer. When they know the word of God, thou shalt not commit adultery. That's it. Stop it. God will judge. Verse 15. Thou shalt not steal. Every day you will see criminal breach of trust. People stealing left, right, and center. Why? There is no respect of the commandments of God. They don't know. They do anything they like. Verse 16, thou shalt not bear false witness against thy neighbor. Very simply put is, don't tell lies, whether verbally or written. Never say anything that is not true. Are the commandments relevant? You have the answer. Verse 17, the last one. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's house, nor his wife, nor his maidservant, anything that belongs to your neighbors. Respect. I say today, not so. People may not steal, but they damage. Yes. You park in the car park, in the HDB flat, and then your neighbor doesn't like it. Does things to your car, you know. Here it is. Yes, because you have a better car, maybe. Verse 18, and all the people saw the thunderings and the lightnings and the noise of the trumpet and the smoking and the quaking of the whole mountain. And they were impressed. Dear friends, are you impressed? Here we are today in the 21st century. Talking about God's word, God's law. What do we say to it? I say, thank God we still have the law of God. The day will come when the whole world will be united as one against God. Then you know the value of the Ten Commandments, God's word to us. How we must deal with God, conduct ourselves before God, and how we must conduct ourselves one to another. The Constitution and the Magna Carta of the whole world is the Ten Commandments. Let us pray. O Lord our God, speak to our hearts that we may love Thee and love Thy Word and love the Ten Commandments, to honor it and to proclaim it. O Lord our God, bless your people here tonight, that we may all be witnesses by the way we live to the glory of our Savior. In His name we pray. Amen. We close this.